Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
More fabulous he could not be. That would be Mr. Rob Center, our producer, appropriately socially distanced and on the other side of the glass, so we appreciate his help and hard work. Matt Catrillo's monitoring and large and in charge in the newsroom, so we appreciate his help throughout the week as well. On the news line with us now, Joel Harris is with us. He is the Sunbury and Milton office community coordinator, and they've been very busy at the Salvation Army, doing the most good is their philosophy, and they've had to double and redouble what it takes to do that lately. So good morning, Joel. Thanks for checking in this morning.
Hey, good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me.
I do appreciate that. Let's set the scene under normal times. What's a busy day for the Milton office of the Salvation Army under normal circumstances?
Well, normally we're out there in the community helping people in need from 9 to 2, offering our youth programs on Tuesdays and Thursdays and our adult programs on Wednesdays and church services on Sundays.
All right, so that's a glimpse at some of it. Of course, there's a lot of other just incidental help in between some of those events. Now, what are you doing at the Milton Salvation Army?
Well, unfortunately, we've had to end all of our programming for the foreseeable future, and we have had to go to providing social distancing and closing off our building to the public. And we have been helping people with food pretty much from the time we get into the office to the time we leave the office at 2 or 3 o'clock. And we've reached out to several clients just to give some, you know, little mental health check-in on them to make sure they're doing okay.
All right. And what's the news today? What would you like to pass on to our audience?
Well, I'd like to say the big thing is that we are here if you're in need, whether it's someone to talk to or if you're in need of food, we are here. You can contact our Milton office at 570-742-4231 or our Sunbury office at 570-286-4131. We are working with the state and a program called Operation Barbecue Relief that sounds like on Thursday it will be in full swing. So if you're in need of help of a prepared meal that you just picked to throw in the oven for your family, you're more than welcome to give us a call and we'll get that out to you.
Barbecue Relief?
Yep. It's a fully cooked prepared meal. It's a meat tray with a pasta side and vegetables.
All right, so yeah, Barbecue Relief, and that is this Thursday you'll start that?
Yep, this Thursday it'll start kicking out. It's kind of slowly adapting. It'll be fully operational next week, so we're kind of kicking out the kinks. So that's why we're kind of asking people to give a call. We'll have all the information hopefully later today, and we'll be able to get that swinging. And moving forward, if anyone isn't sure, you know, kind of looking as we adapt, if they're unsure of how we're helping, they're more than welcome to give us a call and we'll have the details.
All right, so that's the way to get involved in that, is to give you a buzz in Milton and in Sunbury?
And in Sunbury, we also have it's also something that they're offering in Shamokin. I just don't have exactly how they're doing it for that office.
Okay, so Sunbury and Shamokin have a separate operation, so call their offices to find out precisely how that's done.
Exactly. We've kind of made this is kind of an ever evolving project for we're adapting to what the needs of the community are. So every day is something new. We're just trying to make sure we have our community is looked out for by us. And if they aren't sure, they're more than welcome to give us a call, and the secretaries of the office will have all the current information.
All right. What else is in your message today? What else do you want to pass along to our audience?
Just asking that, you know, people stay strong, and you know that we'll get through this together. And like I said, if there's anyone in need, they're more than welcome to give us a call. And we've worked with United Way to ensure that our information is up to date through 211 as well. And there's many organizations rooting for those affected through job loss or impact of COVID-19. So there's hundreds of organizations in the valley that are working hard to make sure that everyone affected is taken care of. And there's anyone that's able to donate, either food-wise or monetarily, they're welcome to donate to us or any other organization that's out there helping.
Are you able to detect more news or more need?
We have definitely had an uptick in need. We have, in the last 3 weeks, we have provided over 1,000 food boxes, where normally the number would be roughly about 150. We've helped out about 2,200 people and given about 75 hygiene kits. And hygiene kits are not something we normally help out with, but we've noticed with issues with getting support from the grocery store and people that really aren't looking to get out, that was something we definitely want to jump on to help kind of allow people to stay indoors more.
Tell me about this big need that's gone from 100-some to 1,000. Describe what you're seeing, what people are telling you. Give our audience some sort of a sense of what happens when this interaction's occurring, and what are you hearing?
Yeah, well, what we do is when people call us, we'll set up a time for them. We'll lay the box outside the front door. We have a designated area. We'll tell the person has their name on it, and they will come in and, you know, come to the front of the building, grab their box, and everything that's with it is theirs to take. Some offices are doing it, you know, curbside pickup, where they take it to the door. We went from seeing, you know, maybe 5 food boxes in a 7-hour period normally to now there are some days we answer the phone and check the voicemail at 9 o'clock, and it's nonstop every 10-15 minutes, food boxes all the way through till 2:30 in the afternoon. It's definitely become pretty a big uptick in support.
Some people are very blessed and fortunate in that the pandemic and the employment changes haven't had a significant impact on their household. But you're here to tell us that there are a lot of homes around here, maybe hundreds, that this has had a tremendous impact and there's a significant loss of income and opportunity. Continue painting that picture for our audience, please.
Yeah, we've definitely noticed that people that normally are there, that are taken care of with their jobs or with multiple incomes in a house or even having kids in school, that those families are affected. And some of them are just not used to the system. They're not used to asking for help. That was one of the big things we noticed at first. Families didn't know how to take care of asking the question for, we need help. We've gone as far as waiving all of our income requirements for right now. We have gone as far as to not really asking anything invasive. We just want to make sure that every family is comfortable asking and knowing that they have food on the table, no matter where they're from. That all we're asking for is to know how many people are in the household. That's just to make sure that we know we're giving enough food for people. And a name, just so, you know, we just have to track certain data so we can continue to fund the operation.
From where are you getting food?
That's been one of the biggest problems we've had, is trying to find the resources available because of the amount of help. Luckily, we've been blessed that we have not only a lot of local community members that are willing to support us, but we also have a lot of local businesses. We've been working with Matt Lingle from Save-A-Lot and Lingle's Market, and he's been able to fill in almost all of our requests for hundreds and thousands of food requests. And we've also now have this Operation Barbecue Relief through the state, where we'll be able to subsidize even more people. Our goal is to have enough food on hand that no matter where they come from or no matter how many requests we have, we can fill it. But while being responsible to not affect people that are also trying to still go to the store. So it's trying to thread that fine line of having enough without wasting any.
Are you looking for helpful donations to help fund some of these unmet needs?
We are. We're just asking people to call the office. Like I said, the number for Milton is 570-742-4231, and the number for Sunbury is 570-286-4131. And we can kind of direct them better. Each place has a specific drop-off location. That way it's not mixed up with the food that's being given out. And we know that it's set up on a time because we try and set it off aside from the food that's coming in that we have already purchased and know is unaffected by COVID or And then we can take care of sanitizing it and getting it back on the shelves to give out.
Are you looking for any volunteers to assist?
We are still taking volunteers. We have a steady flow, but as this progresses, volunteers are something that we have concern about. We just want to make sure that we are not overworking the ones we already use. So anyone that's interested in volunteering that's healthy is more than welcome to call us, and we can look at getting them in to help volunteer.
Okay. Well, thank you. Please say hi. I guess your supervisors are the captains, right? Or captains or
corporals? Yep. We have newly commissioned lieutenants in Milton, and we have the captains in Sunbury. Captain Dupree's are in Sunbury, and Captain Starnes, or Lieutenant Starnes, are in Milton. And we have moved all of our services to live streaming. So anyone that was looking for current up-to-date information, our Facebook for both locations, we're updating that daily.
Okay, so Salvation Army in Milton. Yeah, we met Kirsten and Jared. Of course, they were captains at the time. Now they're lieutenants. I guess we talked to them prior to Christmas, so that was good. They were just, they hadn't been in town too long, but that was a good interview. So thanks for having set that up.
Yeah, they've been here since July, and they have experienced prior for the first year of Salvation Army officers, probably the most interesting year with the adaptation we've had to make and the nonstop changing over the last 2 months and for the foreseeable future. So,
right, absolutely.
They definitely walked into an interesting time.
All right, if somebody wishes to give or donate or receive and be blessed with the gift of Salvation Army, again, give those two phone numbers out again, please.
Yep, Milton is 570-742-4231, and Sunbury is 570-286-4131. I would just say that because of the high volume, we have some time of calling, that people would, if we don't answer the phone, they're more than welcome to leave a message. We check those nonstop. So just because we get to the phone, we might already be on the phone with someone else.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Thanks for all you're doing. Go to the Facebook page for the Salvation Army of Milton and call those numbers and keep us up to date. We'll check back in a week or so, and we'll make sure that we are following this. Good luck with the barbecue relief opportunity this Thursday. I know you're already helping hundreds of people, and sounds like that number is going to go up still farther. Thank you so much, Joel. Thanks for checking in today.
Hey, thank you, Mark. Have a good day.
Thank you. That is Joel Harris. He helps with the outreach and education and information from the Sunbury and Milton offices of the Salvation Army. He is their community coordinator.